We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you. The place, the Commonwealth Institute in London, the time, the present, and the assembled company, John Amis and Frank Muir, over on that side, and over on the other side, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. We start with some beginnings and endings. John Amis, what begins like this and ends like this?
Muss es sein? Es muss sein. Ha ha ha.
Yes. I'm not committing myself to an answer like that.
You're not, no. No, well, never mind. Probably somebody living in West Cumbria will pick it up and they'll know that I meant.
Yes.
Beethoven's Quartet, Opus 135 in F major.
Yes. Number?
Oh, I didn't go into
16. Yeah. Beethoven's String Quartet in F, Opus 135. And I did get the reference, but I wanted you to tell us. Yes, that's what it was. Beethoven's String Quartet, 135. Frank, what begins musically thus and ends thus? You're on the right. You opened the gate and walked straight in, didn't you?
Peter DeWolf.
Peter DeWolf. Peter and
the
DeWolf. Wolf.
Yes. Look up here.
By what a friend of mine in the RAF used to call Prophet Keith.
I heard a nauseating version of that the other day with Lenny Bernstein doing the chat, and he goes into wild American vernacular. Did you get the clarinet there? You're batting 1,000. Whatever that means.
Everybody's got the marks up
to
now.
It's an allusion to cricket.
Yes. Ian, your turn. I'll play yours on the piano, since it was written for the piano. So in your case, what begins like this and ends like this?
Give to me the life I love, let the lave go by me.
Yes, that's right. It is, in fact.
It's the first of the Songs of Travel, Robert Louis Stevenson, words, Vaughan Williams, setting.
Nice to know you listen to your accompanist when he's playing for you. Yes. Dennis, try this one unaided. What begins like this and ends like this?
Now, this isn't really fair, because while all the rest are going on to book four, I'm still on revising. That's the same one as you gave John,
right.
Surely.
In other words?
In other words, it was Beethoven's String Quartet.
Marvellous, yes, right. That's right. He wrote a couple, actually. Yes, it was a late one. 135, which you were about to say, Opus 135. So you were.
I can't even remember my car number, so I'm...
And as for size in collars, to be able to read and write is to be literate. To be able to count and add up is to be numerate. Is there a word for being able to spell? Frank, is there a word for being able to spell?
Spellerate.
Simon the Spellerer.
Simon the Spellerer. Anyway, here's some spelling. John, two composers, one German, the other American, Robert and William Schumann.
Yeah.
How are they spelt, their Schumanns?
Well, the American only has one N, and the German has two N's.
That's right, and here's the German one, Robert. Right. Frank, Kyung Hwa Chung.
What about
it?
What about it? Kyung Hwa Chung. It's a spelling bee, this round.
Oh,
Kyung
yes.
Hwa Chung, Fire Minister. Korean. Born 1940.
It's an anagram of Y Chuck Gunge.
jolly nearly is, actually, isn't it?
Why?
Who? How did, can you spell it, please?
As in Wallet of Kai Lung would be K-A-Y. Yes.
No, yes. Not quite. K-Y, it is. K-Y. K-Y.
Is this Korean?
Yes, yeah. Lady Violet.
Well, it's not spelled, it's painted.
All right, then, paint it.
So paint it. Yeah, you've got the kyung.
Hua. K-Y-U-N-G.
K-Y-U-N-G.
Yeah. Hua, John.
Hua.
Hua.
Yes.
Hua.
Chung.
C-H-U-N-G.
Thank you very much, yes. And this is the lady playing part of the Sibelius Violin Concerto. Nice movement, too. Ian, two famous pianists, Vladimir Ashkenazy and Stefan Ashkenazy.
Oh, dear. Couldn't I spell rhododendron?
Choose which one you'd like to spell.
One is Ashkenazy.
Yes.
And the other is Ashkenazy.
Yes.
So you're presumably, yes. Ashkenazy's got an A-H. A-A-S-H.
Yes. And the other one is...
K-E-N...
Yes.
A-S-Y.
No, Z.
Z. Z-Y.
Yeah.
And the other one is A-S-K...
Yes.
E-N... A, Z, Y.
No, S, E.
Oh.
Very near. He was nearly right, wasn't
oh,
he?
Oh, I don't think I can claim anything
no.
for that.
Half a mark. Half a mark. Here's Vladimir.
Surely when you have Russian names, these, and Chinese, Korean names, it's but surely academic.
Yeah.
Because they would be using different alphabets.
Oh, indeed, yes.
I mean,
yes.
Even now you see Tchaikovsky spelled in about 7 different ways.
Yes, and Stravinsky and so on, yes. I think we can say that there are accepted spellings in, for instance, British record catalogues,
right.
Can't we? You damn purist.
Right.
We shan't go. Let's just hear a little bit of Vladimir Ashkenazy playing some Shkryabin. I don't think we shall have our purist arguing about this next one, which is for Dennis. Dennis, the popular singer Harry Nilsson. How's he spelt?
Well, I'm pretty secure about Harry. Now, then, is it double L1S or double S1L? I can only work out spellings when I can write them. Yeah. It's N-I-L double S-O-N.
That's right.
And on his record... Nilsson Schmilsson.
Yes,
a touch of... S-C-H-M.
A touch of Schmilsson in the night. He's the one who made this song famous.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
From Midnight Cowboy. I've had a letter from someone in Northallerton in Yorkshire. His name is Peter Wilson, or perhaps Peter Niebuhr. Or it might be Didup. Anyway, it's Peter. He has a good suggestion to make. He wants us, gentlemen, to demonstrate our patriotism by whistling Rule Britannia, but he wants you to take a note each in question order. So it'll be sort of like, it'll be
we'll never
John,
get it off the ground.
Frank, Ian, Dennis, John, Frank, dum, like that. Just whistling. So John will set the pitch, and I'll point to you, and we'll see how far if we can get through it. Right, are you ready? I'll give you a tempo first. One, two, three... Four. Da 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 da. Most encouraged I was by that. Let's try it with the words. A syllable each, right? A syllable each. Three, four.
Rule.
Britannia.
Britannia.
Rules.
With.
Britannia.
The.
The.
Shall.
Be.
Shall.
And shall.
Be. Slaves.
Can I tell a musical anecdote connected with that?
Yes.
The choir of the United States Marines once had the idea of doing Anchors Away in that form, taking a word each. And it was absolutely disastrous. And after it, the director of music came to the choir master and said, that was an utter shambles. He said, did you see the guy that had the word anchors? And the other choir master said, yeah, but you should have seen the one that got away.
Oh, dear. Look, Dennis, if you're going to start telling anecdotes...
Now to my piano for some middle bits. The question will be the middle bit of what? John, question to you. The middle bit of what? Here we go. Valstrist by
Sibelius.
Sibelius, yes, gets you a mark. Yeah. Frank, your turn. What does this come from?
Every time we say goodbye,
that's it.
We die a little.
That's right, and you managed to change from major to minor, didn't you? Every time we say goodbye is right. Ian, here's yours. No, it's not. Yes, John's got it. Do you know what it's called?
It's from Peer Gynt, isn't it?
Yes.
That one. Can't think of the name.
Somebody's Dance.
Oh, Anitra.
Yes. Mm. Half a mark for the man.
Anitra is duck in most languages, isn't it?
Nitra.
Anitra is surely the German for duck, or is it Italian?
I don't know.
Curious question.
I didn't know that it mattered.
I just like the idea of it being a duck's dance.
Yes, duck's dance.
You're in Swan Lake in no time at all.
Yes. Dennis, your turn. Do you recognise this tune?
To recognise that you... Yeah, actually, that's very good words, that bit,
yes,
isn't it? It's a Rodgers and... the guy called Krupa plays the drums like thunder, but then the melody is 6 feet under.
It's a song called
I Like to Recognise the Tune.
I Like to Recognise the Tune. Very, very good song, as a matter of fact. Clever song. Here's a mixed sort of round, musically speaking. John, yours is a case of naming a person. He managed a glass factory... He founded an orthopedic institute, and he wrote this. Who was he? Composer?
What did you say? He ran an orthopedic
factory? No, he managed a glass factory and founded an orthopedic institute. Not in this country, though.
Russian.
No, not...
Well, when I say Russian...
Glass factory, it ought to have been John Blow.
No, if I tell you he was a Swedish composer, you can tell me for half a mark, perhaps, it was that symphony, Symphony No. 4 in E-flat.
Well, it's not Berwald again,
yes,
is it?
Yes, it's Berwald, Franz Berwald. You say again, because he was mentioned once in a programme long ago.
Yes.
It's Berwald, Franz Berwald was the man, yes. Frank, what can you tell me about the Hailstone Chorus?
There's a song which goes, every time it rains, but when they sing that in the north of Scotland in January, it's called the Hailstone Chorus.
In view of what I think Dennis will answer to his question, I feel disposed to accept that remark.
What do you know?
The chorus is...
Does anybody know the Hailstone Chorus?
The chorus, he gave them hailstones for rain. It comes from Handel's Israel in Egypt.
Does it?
Yes, it does. And you are now you're going to be privileged to hear a bit of it right now.
Good.
fairly hear the hailstones.
I couldn't.
Wouldn't you?
No. Never mind. Can't have everything.
No. Ian, what is the difference between Kilmore and Kilbeck?
These are the two great classifications of pipe music.
Uh-huh.
Not piped music, but the bagpipes.
Yes.
And the one is what they call great music,
yes,
which is Pibroch. That's things like laments and so on, the things that are what would be called in not in Scots but Italian parlance, the sort of sostenuto type of playing. Mm. And the little music, which intrigues me, that it should be marches and dances and things like that, because I would have thought that from the point of view of the piper, these two just as much playing.
Yes. Let's hear a bit of a Pibroch.
Piped music is called Murazak, isn't it?
Dennis, what can you tell me about Pachelbel's canon?
Why, nothing that will detain you very long. About who? About
Pachelbel's canon.
Pachelbel's canon. I can only think it was the one that Tchaikovsky hired for the first performance of
1812. Yes. I told you I'd give you a mark, whatever you said. Well, Pachelbel was a German composer. He composed the great canon. Let's hear a bit of Pachelbel's canon in D. And now you know what a canon is. It's that.
No hailstones there.
No hailstones, no. In the past, we've established that certain composers' names, if translated into English, give interesting results. John S. Brooke, for instance, we established some time ago, becomes Johann Sebastian Bach in his native language, and Dickie Ostrich turned out to be Richard Strauss, or Richard Strauss, if you like. John, I'm sure you must have sung music in your time by Charlie M. Weaver. Who would that be? Charlie M. Weaver. Try German.
Can't think what a weaver is in German.
Well, try Charlie M.
Charlie M. Karl M. Oh, yes, Weber.
Yes, Karl Maria
Weber. Von Weber. The man with the Weber foot.
Yes. Karl Maria von Weber is the translation, that's right. On the same principle, then, Frank, Arthur Beak played the piano while Dick Cockpigeon was a singer. Can you sort them out? Arthur Beak, the pianist.
Arturo Magistri.
Arthur
Schnabel.
Arthur Schnabel. Dickie Cockpigeon would be...
Dickie Cockpigeon.
Or Dick Cockpigeon.
Richard Dove.
Richard.
We are in love with you.
Tauber.
Yes, I'll give you that one, yes.
Is that a Cockpigeon?
Richard Tauber. Ian, a different language entirely. Rather difficult, this, but a composer whose work you must have sung, translated into English, reads Freddie Cream.
Freddie Cream.
And I can give you a clue.
Frederick Whip.
No.
Or possibly an American milkshake.
Would you like a clue on my pianoforte?
I would love a clue, yes.
Try this.
I never would have known that that was Smetana, I must say.
And his first name, spelt B-E-D-R-I-C-H, translates it as Frederick. Uh-huh. So, Freddie Cream Smetana, yeah. Dennis, you may be able to work this one out onomatopoeically. I think it's fascinating. Johnny Bumblebee.
Bumblebee?
Johnny Bumblebee.
Bizet? No.
Johnny rendered into German.
All I can do for onomatopoeically is kind of a slight zzz sound.
Yes, well...
They all say hum, 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 hum,
hum. Yes, bees hum. Bees hum, Dennis.
Bees don't hum, they buzz. They do
not
hum.
This one hum. German ones hum. The humming of the bees.
Do bees hum, Frank?
Hummel, hummel.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, in, John,
not if they keep themselves, do they wash?
a bee with B-O. It's Johann Hummel, which is the humbling.
He wrote the sting.
you just got a mark.
Yes.
Four people figure in these final four songs. Their names are Kilby, Ennery, and Makushla, with a ukulele lady who's not got a name, at number three. John, you're first, as always. Master Kilby.
Oh, yes.
I won't accompany you in this. I think it's nice on its own.
In the heat of the day, when the sun shines so freely, there I met Master Kilby, so fine and so gay. Then I pulled off my hat, and I bowed to the ground, and I said, Master Kilby, pray where are you bound? I am bound for the west, there in hopes to find rest, and in Nancy's soft bosom I will build a new nest. She's the fairest of girls, and the choice of my own heart. She is painted like waxwork in every part.
A song of great charm.
Yes, I think.
Nevertheless, we must turn to Frank. That's
a precursor of Madame Tussaud.
Yes. Frank.
Makushla.
No. Wrong one. No. Frank, when you sing about the 8th Henry, I assume it'll be the original version of the song. Let's have the Muir version.
You don't know who you're looking at, so take a look at me. I'm a bit of a knob, I am a come from royalty. Oh, you wish the Burtham only.
Yeah, the Burtham, I think, yes.
I'm Henry the 8th, I am. Henry the 8th, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. And every one was an Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm her 8th old man called Henry. Henry the 8th, I am.
Dennis, your turn. If you like a ukulele lady, you know what'll happen, don't you?
Yes. I was going to go down somewhere around about there, right? If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like a you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too. Should we go to the middle bit?
All right.
Yeah. Maybe she'll sigh. Maybe she'll cry. Maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to sing to, where it's cool and shady, where the tricky wicky wackies woo. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. That wasn't much fun for anybody who liked to recognise the tune.
Did you notice we finished together?
We did,
absolutely.
Actually.
It was spot on.
But the accompaniment was lovely. The sort of Billy Mayles.
I flatter myself, just a touch of the Mayles.
But don't worry, Dennis, the singing was really...
I don't worry.
Ian, I mentioned Makushla, right? Just the sort of first bit and the last bit, or something of Makushla.
Yes, that's
you would,
the ma and the la.
Makushla, Makushla, your sweet voice is calling, calling me softly again and again. Makushla, Makushla, I hear your dear pleading. My blue-eyed Makushla, I hear it in vain. Makushla, your red lips are saying that death is a dream and that love is for aye. Awaken, Makushla, awake from your dreaming, my blue-eyed Makushla.
That's a song and a half, thank you, Ian. But leading by a little less than that, and winning, in fact. John Amis and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiber.